USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House on Wednesday passed a short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown, kicking Friday's funding deadline to next Friday to allow lawmakers more time to strike a deal on spending for the remainder of fiscal 2023. Republicans are wanting a much shorter term as they want to instill a budget when they take over majority in January. The Biden administration and their open border policy is suing Arizona Governor Doug Ducey over his construction of a barrier made from double-stacking shipping containers along parts of the U.S.-Mexico border. Ducey launched the effort to fill gaps in the Trump administration's border wall amid a surge in border crossings. The Biden administration claims it's unlawful since it was erected on U.S. land. Republican Senator Josh Hawley on Fox News weighs in.
They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement. This is their plan, and they're executing it.
A couple of television reality stars are getting a new lifestyle change most of us would not want.
The stars of the reality series Chrisley Knows Best were convicted in June of conspiracy to defraud banks out of more than $30 million. They were also found guilty on a number of tax crimes, including attempting to defraud the IRS. Todd, sentenced to 12 years, will do his time in a minimum security prison in Pensacola, Florida. Julie, who got 7 years, will go to a medium security facility about 2 hours away in Mariana, Florida. Both must report by January 17th. I'm Richard Johnson.
Two men on a sailboat missing for 10 days were rescued at sea on Tuesday. Kevin Hyde and Joe Didamasso were sailing from Cape May, New Jersey, to Marathon, Florida, but disappeared after they left North Carolina's Outer Banks on December 3rd. The U.S. Coast Guard said Hyde and Didamasso, along with their dog, were located about 200 miles off the coast of Delaware. This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
The central bank boosted its benchmark rate a half point to a range of 4.25% to 4.5%, its highest level in 15 years. The latest move will further increase the cost of many consumer and business loans, and the risk of recession continues to plague the American dream. Fed Chair Jerome Powell Wednesday
decided to raise interest rates by 50 basis points today, a step down from the 75 basis point pace seen over the previous four meetings. Of course, 50 basis points is still a historically large increase, and we still have some ways to go.
House lawmakers averted a partial government shutdown overnight after approving a short-term funding bill that will last 1 week. The extension was approved in a 224-201 vote, with all congressional Democrats and only 9 Republicans voting in favor of it. Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso on Fox.
Prices are up 13.9% overall. It's going to be the most expensive Christmas in history in terms of gifts, in terms of food, even in terms of decorations. So when the president was asked today about when he thought prices would get back to normal, he said, hopefully at the end of next year.
President Biden is backtracking after saying no way and will announce this week the United States is planning to send Patriot air defense missiles to Ukraine. Ukraine has been requesting further air defense support for some time, as Russian attacks have continued to kill civilians and cause major blackouts. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.